KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have light rain here in Atlantic, 65 degrees. We picked up 52 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall at the KJAN studios. Messina reports 1.32 inches. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. There is a flash flood watch that remains in effect until 10 a.m. today for Crawford, Carroll, Greene, Audubon, Guthrie, and Cass counties, and until 1 o'clock this afternoon for Adair, Adams, Dallas, Madison, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. In addition, a flood warning remains in effect until 2 p.m. today for northern Guthrie County. In the news, a Red Oak man was arrested early this morning on a charge of simple assault. 31-year-old Christopher Ivan Long was taken into custody at around 1:40 a.m. in the 1800 block of East Summit Street. Long was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Two boys under the age of 10 were arrested late Monday morning in Red Oak after one of the boys climbed a fence at 611 North 5th Street and was found inside of a fenced-in area. An investigation revealed the suspect and another youth allegedly climbed a fence at the same location last Friday evening and broke into an RV motorhome. Inside that vehicle, the 7- and 8-year-old males allegedly used an axe to cause $10,500 damage to the RV, along with an antique 1948 Mack fire truck, as well as various other items. The boys were processed at the Montgomery County Jail and released. When voters head to the polls today in the AHST and Walnut school districts, they'll decide whether or not the two districts will merge into one, AHSTW. The referendum needs a simple majority to pass. Both districts have had whole grade sharing for years. School officials have cited declining enrollment and decreased state funding as two reasons behind the reorganization. Consolidation, according to Shared Superintendent Jesse Ulrich, would provide also the financial stability for the district's future. Final informational meetings on the proposed merger took place last week in Avoca and Walnut. Well, the polls open at noon today and close at 8 o'clock tonight for the school board elections across the state. In Cass County, there's a competitive race in the Atlantic Community School District with seven newcomers hoping to win three open seats. They include Doug Bierbaum, Allison Bruckner, Bob Drogo, Mark Bajan, Dennis Schwanke, Keith Swanson, and Jenny Williams. The Atlantic School District is also asking voters to approve a PEPL, or physical plant and equipment levy, which would add an income surtax charge of up to 20% maximum of a taxpayer's income assessments, although the school has said they would not go that high. School officials say money brought in from the levy would offset property taxes, which accounts for all the levy's revenue currently. In Adair County, four candidates are running for two spots on the Adair-Casey School Board. They include Randy Carney, Dallas Dinkla, Cheryl Richter, and Tim Schaefer. There is also a three-person race for two positions on the Nottoway Valley School Board between Amy DeVault, Rebecca McCann, and Kevin Wisner. In the Audubon School District, two incumbents, Christine Cogler and Mark Nissen, are competing against newcomers Matthew Chambers and Brittany Huey for three at-large seats on the Board of Education. In the Cam School District, incumbent Julie Williamson is running for re-election to the North District School Board seat, while incumbent Todd McKee faces a challenge from Emily Rouse for the South District School Board seat. Incumbent Scott Hansen is unopposed in District 2, and Heather Pelzer is the lone candidate running for the at-large seat on the Griswold School Board. There is no candidate running for the District 1 seat, which represents Lewis in the Griswold School District. In the funeral announcements, Bernard Bernie Linen, age 83, of Harlan and formerly of Portsmouth, died Friday. A massive Christian burial for Bernie Linen will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Helen Beeson, age 88, of Harlan, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial for Helen Beeson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. John Christensen, age 64, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Funeral services for John Christensen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Darlene Renslow, age 76, of Stewart, died Saturday. Funeral services for Darlene Renslow will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. F. Leroy Alexander, age 81, of Grimes and formerly of Montezuma, died Friday. A funeral mass for Leroy Alexander will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Ruth Wiedemeyer, age 91, of Adair, died Thursday at Caring Acres in Oneida. Funeral services for Ruth Wiedemeyer will be Wednesday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Betty Drager, age 88, of Olive Branch, Mississippi, and formerly of Cumberland, died Friday. Funeral services for Betty Drager will be held on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lisa Ergish, age 52, of Greenfield, died Thursday. A tribute to Lisa Ergish will be Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Ernest Ernie Little, age 85, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died Friday. A full military graveside service for Ernie Little will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Menlo. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And Mark Thomas, age 64, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday. Services for Mark Thomas are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. The news was brought to you this morning by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.